Kenny Blumenfeld with me. And thanks you so much, Kenny, for being here.
Always good to be here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, I know we don't want to hurt the messenger, but you were right. We had kind of a dull week. We had some rain, some snow. We actually ended up with, I think, an inch and a half of new snow. And now it's a beautiful day, and it's still on the chilly side. We still, you know, the world is still pretty white now, which means that I think it keeps it cooler as well. So I don't know what you have coming for us, but it looks like maybe more of the same. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not a great pattern for breaking out of this kind of wintry hold into spring or
right.
Summer. It's a ways away. So in the middle of the week, we had another potent weather system. It kind of hit southern Minnesota hard again. We had a slush bomb here in the Twin Cities. That was amazing. Where, you know, thunderstorms kind of roared up from Iowa. And these were big, strong, you know, thunderstorms. Some of them were cranking out 10 lightning flashes per minute. And then they, by the time they got over kind of the central and a third or so of Minnesota, so basically the Twin Cities up towards, say, Lake Mille Lacs, there was really no thunder left, and it just went from rain. The evaporation from the rain cooled the air pretty quickly, and it turned into a sleet, and then some snow mixed in, but it was bizarre. We ended up with kind of this snow cone-like covering all over the ground, about an inch and a half deep in some places, which doesn't sound like that much, but there's really a lot of water in that inch or so of slush. It was almost, you know, 3 to 4 tenths of an inch of precipitation contained in that 1 inch of slush.
Yeah.
So then the temperature dropped and everything just turned to crust. So it's been great. You know, northeast Minnesota got snow, but not so much total precipitation out of it. But it's just kind of a continuation of that same pattern, and we do not look to leave that pattern anytime soon.
I don't
see those, you're kind of, this time of year, you're looking at the 50s and the 60s and the 70s coming up, and we just, they're not there yet. I mean, we've had flashes of them in March, and we will definitely get flashes of them again, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, first half of April feels a lot like the last half or so of March.
Okay. Well, we'll be ready then. And, I mean, the silver lining of this is that, you know, long term, this is actually really good news, right? We get more moisture, and it's melting very slowly. I mean, that's got to be good for absorption.
Yeah. I mean, it's generally, given the condition we were in last year, it's not bad. We don't have any real nasty flood potential right now. Any water that can go into the ground. I mean, the ground's still frozen over most of Minnesota. But, you know, as we start warming up, any precipitation that we can get to soak into the ground or to replenish our streams, it's all pretty good right now. We're not at the point where we're saying, okay, turn it off, too much.
Right.
And so it does have that benefit. It also, these kind of years, I mean, you know, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. My sense, which is slightly at odds with what some of the longer range forecasts show, but my sense is that these types of winters tend to last on and off into and even sometimes through April, where you could get really warm conditions in between these little events. But I think we're going to be dotted with kind of cold precipitating weather systems for, you know, every few to several days for the next couple or few weeks. I just don't see anything suggesting that it's about to turn around and we're going to have, you know, a week of 60s and 70s or anything like that. Not in the immediate future. And one of the things that happens, though, when we get these long-lasting winters is that then you have a very fast transition to spring. Almost whiplashy.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we saw this in 2013. This was incredible. 2013, parts of northeast Minnesota had basically record snowfall. I mean, you know, this was in the 2012 and 13 winter. So that winter lingered really long.
It did. I remember it well. I actually remember coming over the hill into looking into Duluth after a weekend away and hoping to see blue. And it was white as far as the eye could see. And it was late April. And we were supposedly heading out sailing in early May, so it was really quite a time.
Yeah, I mean, we did that. We actually had a very heavy snowstorm in southeastern Minnesota on May 1st of that year.
Over a foot of snow.
And then, you know, give it a week or so, and we're in the 80s and 90s. I mean, it was just, so that kind of thing. And then we kissed winter goodbye at that point. Never looked back.
Yeah.
So when you do have a long-lasting winter, you have to endure it more, but the transition is fast and unmistakable. So that's kind of saving grace. The other thing is, you know, it's easy to kind of be concerned about, you know, this, well, what's this mean? Are we going to have a cold summer? Is winter ever going to let go? Are we going to be able to get our gardens in? But you should really be much more concerned about the well-being of this winter. I mean, it's a winter that won't let go. It's so clingy and needy. And, you know, so climatologists look at these sorts of things as, you know, it's an abnormality in the flow pattern. But, you know, I think climatological psychologists would worry about this season having some kind of attachment disorder. It just can't really stand on its own 2 feet. It won't let go of things. And you find out, you know, you look at other winters that have behaved like this, that won't let go, and they don't tend to have a lot of friends. They don't, you know, there aren't many people when you run the surveys of them. There aren't many people like, yeah, you know, among my best friends, I have this person and that person, and also the winter of 2013 and 14. Nobody says that. So, yeah, so, these, you know, the psychoclimatologists all know that winters that kind of wear out their welcome, they tend to vanish from public life, and they don't maintain lasting and meaningful friendships.
That's so true. And a late spring.
And that's nonsense, so April Fools.
That's
not real.
Oh.
Although there should be a field called psychoclimatology, it sounds great.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of wish I would have gone into it.
I wish you did too. I think you would have been great at it. I was waiting for a joke to pop up. I did not have it in myself today, so I'm so glad you have reminded us of the day, Kenny. Thank you so much.
I am here to confuse your listeners.
All right. Good. We'll have you again next week. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks. Have a great week.
All right.
We'll
bye. Kenny Blumenfeld is a senior climatologist for Minnesota DNR and also a great jokester with an amazingly funny blog I'll mention. You can find, if you Google it, I'm sure.